everyone. It's Tuesday, August the 30th, 2016. We're here to consider our open meeting agenda for today's date and time. All the commission wall members present. On our consent agenda, we have one undocketed item.
Mr. Chairman, we have minutes for review for the regular open meetings of June 28th, June 30th, July 5th, 2016. I move to approve as written.
I second.
And then we have two undocketed consent agenda items.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Vanier, John Burbridge, staff, PSC attorney. For item number two, staff recommends granting the petition. And for items under number three, staff recommends granting the motions.
All by order only, effective immediately.
So moved.
I second.
I concur. That takes us to our first regular agenda item, which is docket number 12,018 CP 16, application of the city of Torrington for authority to pass on an increase in wholesale power costs of $240,885 to its consumers in the territory of Goshen County. Commission to consider an act on application. It appears that we will have Ms. Pearson.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Deputy Chair, Commissioner Brighton. Kelly Pearson on behalf of the City of Torrington. On the phone, we have Mayor Barney and Lynette Strecker, who is the City Treasurer Clerk. Also by phone is Judy Lambert with CH Guernsey. She's a managing consultant that has been working with the city on this application. I think as an initial matter, obviously the city would like to have this heard as soon as possible. We understand that the OCA would like additional time to review the application. In that regard, late last week, they offered the option of interim rates. After listening with Ms. Strecker, who would be the person responsible for implementing those, as well as any potential refunds, it's logistically a challenge, and the city at this time would prefer not to adopt or ask the commission to adopt interim rates as a solution. We would like this matter heard. We don't want it to drag on. We're working diligently with the OCA, met with them this morning to try to address their concerns. We're hopeful that we can have this before the commission before October 1 for an October 1 effective date, and would like to request that this matter be tabled with the goal of October 1 effective date. I understand that the OCA will not commit to the October 1 date at this time, but they have informed me that by September 19th, they will let us know whether they can commit to that date.
Is Mr. Freeman or Mr. Williams here?
Yes.
What say ye on the subject?
I have nothing further to add. I think that actually does represent where we stand at this point. We did meet with them this morning and we're not interested in dragging it out unnecessarily.
Okay. Do you have a staff recommendation? Are there any questions?
No questions.
Yeah, staff would recommend tabling this matter.
Okay.
So moved.
I concur.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks. Second item is docket number 30,013-315 GP 16, application of the Montana Dakota Utilities Company for authority to pass on the wholesale gas cost decrease of $0.171 per decatherm for residential and seasonal customers, small and large interruptible customers. And to consider an act on the application and petition for confidential treatment. Mr. Acey, are you here? Ms. Aberly or Ms. Jacob, Mr. Jacobson, are you on the phone?
This is Travis and Travis Jacobson.
Okay, please tell me about the application.
All right, thank you. On August 8th, Montana Dakota filed its monthly application for authorization to pass on purchased gas costs. We are requesting a decrease of 17.1 cents per DK for residential, firm general service, small and large interruptible customers, and seasonal customers from the currently effective rates. The reason for the decrease since the last filing is due to a decrease in the overall commodity price. We are requesting the PGA to be effective with service rendered on or after September 1st, 2016. The average cost of gas for September will be $3.413 per DK. This filing included a separate application for confidential treatment of Exhibit 3A, pages 1 through 3. The filing complies with the Commission rules as well as Montana Dakota's tariff. And this concludes my comments.
Questions from Mr. Jacobson?
No questions.
No questions.
Questions from staff?
No questions.
Recommendation?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Mayor, staff would recommend approving the application for use on and after September 1st, 2016, and granting the petition by order only effective immediately.
So moved.
I second.
I concur. Our third item is docket number 30,5216 GP16, application of Cheyenne Light Fuel and Power Company, DBA Black Hills Energy, for authority to pass on a wholesale gas cost increase of $0.5044 per decatherm for firm and interruptible rate classes. Permission to consider an act on application and petition for confidential treatment of natural gas acquisition strategy and financial forecasting. Ms. McGill, are you with us?
Yes.
Please tell us about the application.
Thank you. An application was filed on July 29th for a change to the gas cost reconcile rate to be effective September 1st. The proposed rate is $3.4334 per decatherm. The current rate is $2.929 per decatherm, resulting in an increase of $0.5044 per decatherm. The proposed September rate is comprised of two components: the projected gas cost of $3.4033 per decatherm and the deferred gas cost of $0.0331 per decatherm. The purpose of the filing is to adjust the rate for natural gas and commodity-related costs. At this time, we would request the proposed gas cost reconciled rate of $3.4334 per decatherm be approved effective on and after September 1st for firm and interruptible classes. Thank you.
Questions? Staff recommendation?
Staff would recommend approving the application and granting the petition both by order, notice and order effective immediately.
So moved. Okay. I concur. Thank you, Ms. McGill. I guess you're still with us for the next one, aren't you? Back at number 30,370 GP16, application of Black Hills Energy, a division of Cheyenne Light Fuel and Power Company, DBA Black Hills Energy, for authority to pass on a net wholesale gas cost increase of $0.1484 per decatherm with small general service and large general service customers. Commission consider an act on application. Let's tell us about this one.
Mr. Chairman, before we have the company make its presentation, I would like to note that the caption here doesn't really reflect everything that's going on in this docket. And so I would propose that we amend the caption to read as follows: application of Black Hills Energy, a division of Cheyenne Light Fuel and Power Company, DBA Black Hills Energy, for authority to pass on a net wholesale gas cost increase of $0.1484 per decatherm and to adjust other total gas supply charge components, resulting in a decrease of $0.8193 per decatherm to its small general service and large general service customers.
Okay, you tell me, can we do that without and still hear it today?
I believe we can. I don't think the caption's misleading. It just doesn't capture everything that's going on. And going forward, I would propose that we use that caption on our order and the notice. I think that would be fine.
Any problems with that?
No, we discussed this morning. I agree with that.
Okay. All right, Ms. Bigel, please proceed.
Black Hills Energy filed an application on July 29th for a change to the gas supply charge to be effective September 1st, 2016, for the period September 1, 2016 through August 31, 2017. The purpose of the filing is to adjust the rate for natural gas costs and to adjust the deferred gas cost component. So the proposed rate is $1.8159 per decatherm, which is made up of the projected gas cost of $3.0293 per decatherm and the deferred gas cost, which is a credit of $1.2134 per decatherm. So the proposed gas supply charge is a decrease of $0.8193 per decatherm from the current rate. At this time, we request the proposed gas supply charge of $1.8159 per decatherm be approved effective on and after September 1st for small and large general service rate schedules. Thank you.
Questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Staff recommendation?
Staff would recommend approval of the application by notice and order effective immediately.
So moved. Concur. That takes us to docket. Thank you, Ms. McGill. That takes us to docket number 20,2102 EP16. Application of Black Hills Power Inc., DBA Black Hills Energy, for authority to pass on an energy cost decrease of $0.0008 per kilowatt hour for the period of September 1, 2016 through August 31, 2017. Commission to consider an act on application. Ms. McGill.
Yes, and I also have on the phone Jason Kyle, regulatory manager. Black Hills filed an application on July 13th, 2016 to change the energy cost adjustment rate to be effective September 1st, 2016 for the period September 1st through August 31st, 2017. The proposed rate is $0.0005 per kilowatt hour, and the current rate is $0.0013 per kilowatt hour, resulting in a decrease of $0.0008 per kilowatt hour. The ECA is calculated annually based on actual delivered energy costs for the 12 months ending May 31st compared to the base year delivered energy costs, and it also includes an over-under recovery through the balancing account. Black Hills is requesting that the proposed energy cost adjustment of $0.0008 per kilowatt hour be approved effective on and after September 1st for all of its electric customers. Thank you.
Questions?
No questions.
Staff recommendation?
Staff would recommend approval of the application by notice and order. Effective immediately.
So moved.
I second.
I concur. Thank you.
Chairman Mayor. Before we move to the final docketed item, I need to make a correction on the second docketed item. I just realized that my recommendation was not quite accurate. I recommended that that be approved by order only. That should be approved by notice and order with the order effective immediately.
I would move for that change.
I second.
I concur. Thank you. Okay. Well, we're still here. Yeah. Next is docket number 10,014-172, CP16, application of Powder River Energy Corporation for authority to increase its cost of power adjustment by $18,393,590 per annum, reflecting a change in Amber's wholesale power costs. Commission consider and act on. Cloud Peak Energy Resource LLC's position. Petition intervening and request for a quick hearing. Secondly, Peabody Energy Corporation's petition intervening and request for hearing. Third, Carbon Creek Energy LLC's petition intervening and request for hearing. Fourth, Powder River Energy Corporation's request for authority to implement its cost of service adjustment in a timely manner. And response to petition intervening and request hearing filed by Peabody Energy Corporation. And the petition intervening and request for hearing filed by Carbon Creek LLC. To intervene and request for hearing filed by Cloud Peak Energy Resources LLC. And finally, joint response of Carbon Creek LLC, Cloud Peak Energy Resources LLC, and Peabody Energy Corporation to Powder River Energy Corporation's request to implement its cost of service adjustment in a timely manner. So, I understand the party has been doing some talking before we got to this point. Who wants to start off?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is James Tarpey. I'm an attorney in Colorado. I am in the process of taking steps to be admitted in this particular proceeding as on Pro Hoc Vice. And as you know from the last case I did that, it takes a couple of weeks at least. But we are in that process. I have had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Hickey and Mr. Gifford earlier today. And generally what we have is leading up to this is we were asking for the rates to be placed into effect subject to refund. The interveners had filed to intervene and one for a hearing. At that stage, we were objecting because we didn't know where things would go on the hearing subject to the rate increase subject to refund. So the discussions we've had is basically is to allow the rate increase to go forward effective September 1 subject to refund, that we would withdraw our objections interventions. We would withdraw our request objection to hearings. And we, in fact, would encourage the commission to go ahead and establish a pre-hearing conference. Mr. Gifford, Mr. Hickey, and myself will be engaged in conversations with regard to what's the best way to address this case and move it forward. And that was something we would do since I'll be busy for the next few days. That is something that we would take up early next week.
Mr. Hickey.
Good afternoon, Chairman Lanier, Deputy Chair Russell, Commissioner Brighton, Paul Hickey of Hickey and Evans on behalf of Carbon Creek, Cloud Peak, and Peabody. And with me is Ray Gifford of the Wilkinson Barker firm. And Ray will be addressing one additional point that Mr. Tarpey has not had an opportunity to address. Generally, what Mr. Tarpey said reflects the conversations that we had, but there is an additional point that Ray and I would like to bring to your attention and ask the commission to address. Ray?
Thank you. Pardon me, Mr. Chairman, Deputy Chair Russell, Commissioner Brighton. Ray Gifford, Wilkinson, Barker, Hour. As in most things, I almost find it worthwhile to agree with Mr. Tarpey. We do have that agreement, and I think we have a common understanding of how we would proceed. The one question that we do not take a position on, but we would find that the commission can has the discretion under 37.3106D as to whether or not to order a bond in security for the interim rate increase. We do not take a definitive position on that, but we note that these are significant rate increases that have come to the interveners in succession, and that because of that, there is the commission's discretion to order a bond be posted as this interim rate increase takes effect.
Why would we want to do that if we want to move this thing along? It's a straightforward question there. It's a softball. But if you want to move this thing along, why do you want to tie it up with a bond?
Our position, Mr. Chairman, is just that it's in the commission's discretion. They can consider that at its own on its own discretion. We do not have a definitive position to whether or not a bond should be required.
Mr. Chairman, Deputy Commissioner Russell and Commissioner Brighton, we do have a definitive position. We are opposed to the posting of the bonds. Precor is a regulated utility subject to your jurisdiction, and we think in that context, there is no reason for a bond. Bonds can get expensive, and that winds up rolling itself back into an expense that we would then need to seek recovery. So under the circumstances, we do not feel there's a need to impose a bond requirement.
Okay, questions for anyone?
I do. For Mr. Tarpey, for starters, how do we reconcile our request for a COPA adjustment beginning in September when the co-op's tariff says on sheet number 34 that on an annual basis that you will apply for a change in the COPA effective in January of each calendar year?
And that would be the general approach in this particular instance, because of the notice we have recently received from Basin and the fact that that increase is already being imposed and will be imposed. The idea of waiting seemed to be a lot of time, and it was better that we actually take steps to have the increase authorized now going forward. It's $18 million over, approximately $18 million through the end of next year. And it seemed to, rather than having the company having to pay out dollars to seek something later in this particular instance because of the amount, that it was more appropriate that we seek it now.
Would it be appropriate to possibly amend the application to include a one-time waiver of the tariff?
We could certainly do that. Very glad to have that taken care of.
It would clean things up a little bit.
And I appreciate that.
My second question is, it feels a little unusual to me to be addressing this on the eve of a rate case. What kind of problems do you see trying to reconcile the COPA adjustment with the rate case that we're going to start hearing tomorrow without getting into specifics in general terms?
Well, I think the sequence that will occur is the hearings will be over the next several days. The statutory time period on the rate case runs until about the end of November. So we're going to have resolution of that in between now and then. The COPA, with the idea that if we go to hearing, that's going to probably take at least that long, if not longer. So we will, when we look at the COPA, that's a pass on of wholesale power costs, which are entirely separate from the cost that incurred or included in the rate case. So we can keep them separate conceptually, and the sequence or the timing of those, we should also be able to keep separate. If, in fact, coming out of the COPA application, there are serious issues about full recovery and the company then needs to deal with that, that would then need to be taken up in a separate rate case file, but would not become part of the case that's before us or before you.
Okay, thank you.
Questions? No. Do we have anyone from OCA that wants to weigh in on any of this?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I believe there was one further question about amending the COPA tariff. Just recently.
Yes, yes, Mr. Chairman. It was brought to our attention in working with staff that there is some confusing
language as relates to potential members coming in and trying to track the COPA mechanism from the tariff rate rider to the rate schedules. And I think also with the additional attention the COPA is going to be getting for the next several months, maybe if our ability to maybe clarify that for our members now as part of this proceeding may just eliminate some confusion. And the proposal that we have agreed to with staff would be that we would add a footnote at the bottom of the rate rider sheet and then a sentence within each of the rate schedules that basically clarifies and points people to, you know, just gives them a direction where they can look for more information between the two. And so, for instance, on the rate rider sheet, we would basically say that there'd be a footnote that would direct people to sheet 34, rate schedule BA, for information on the COPA. So somebody could look at the rate rider and say, oh, COPA, flip right to that page number on the COPA and read what the COPA is about. Then we would add a sentence within each of the tariff sheets where we talk about the energy rate that says the energy rate is stated as published on the sheet, plus the COPA factor, and we would add the language, plus the COPA factor shown on sheet number one, and then the COPA mechanism is described in detail beginning on sheet number 34. So these additions don't change the rates by any means, but they do give an interested member who is trying to follow how this is all related in the tariff would see that the COPA mechanism is described on sheet 34. And then when they get to the tariffs, they would say, oh, we have to go back to the tariff rate rider, which refers to what the COPA adder is, or the COPA factor, whether it's an adder or zero or perhaps a credit. So they'd be able to follow that. And the idea of getting this adjusted at this point was simply to provide additional clarity to members that may be going and looking at this over the next several months. This change, if we were to take it on in our rate case, or take it on even in our rules filing that's coming up, it just takes more time to do it. And we thought if it's a concern for the members to be confused, if we could fix it now and it's not a heavy lift from the perspective of the parties and it's acceptable to the commission, it would just serve to clarify that similar to our membership.
Questions or concerns from Josh?
First of all, I think in general it's a good idea to do that. I'm a little bit conflicted between the fact that it appears to be almost entirely, if not entirely, administrative in nature, and I'm conflicted between that and the fact that we would be ordering something that has not been noticed.
I would just say that we're going to get a couple more chances to look at this in more detail in the rules filing that they're going to make for the comprehensive revision to be consistent with our new rules. So this change at this point is not a concern.
I'm not hard over, just a little conflicted.
Okay. I don't think we're going to describe it that way when we write it up.
Thank you.
Do we have anybody else who wants to say anything more? Seems like we have a staff recommendation.
Sure. Staff. Staff recommends granting the three petitions to intervene by order only effective immediately. As to the request for interim rates, staff would recommend approval of those interim rates subject to refund by order only effective immediately. And staff would recommend, I don't know if this needs to be done by order or if it's again just administrative, but that the company be directed to amend its application to request a waiver of its tariff requirements regarding when the COPA is filed. Lastly, as far as the last request, I would recommend that the commission take no action on that today. So all of that by order only, with the exception of the last part, effective immediately.
That might change the way we want it to go on the last item.
It's merely a recommendation.
I just assume do it.
Make the
changes.
Amendments to the changes to the tariffs.
We're going to describe it. revisit this and sort through the whole ball of wax, and rather than just assume get the ball of wax put together first and then sort through it later rather than adding bits and pieces over time.
So I will accept the recommendation and amend it. We have a question.
If I could ask a question, Chairman Lanier, and excuse me, Deputy Chair Russell, I wouldn't do this if I didn't feel a need to. Does staff have a recommendation on the request for a hearing, which, as you heard through Jim Tarpey's comments, the company and the intervening coal companies are in agreement on?
It's my intention that by requesting granting the petitions, that included the request for notice for hearing, and that request was granted as well.
My apologies.
No problem.
Thanks for the clarification. And on my amendment is on the last item. We would direct a free corp to amend the tariffs as the Mr. Reason described. So moved.
I second.
I concur. Thank you, everyone. I think that wraps it up for today. Our next regular open meeting will be on Tuesday, September 6th, 2016 at 1:30 p.m. And we are adjourned until our hearing tomorrow morning. Thank you.